Hello, and welcome to this podcast-ish thing.
This podcast, quotes.
Yes, quotes. I'm Steven, and I'm joined here by Max.
Joined Max. Sorry, Max. Yeah. Take it to the max. And we're starting this out with a kind of informal, talking about computers and gaming kind of podcast stream thing we've set up.
By the way, PC Master Race, I'll point that out. Just get that out of the way first.
Point that out. Yeah.
Just before you get any misconceptions.
Quick. Yeah. So, okay. We should probably start out with who we are, why we started this.
Okay. Well, I'm Steven, as mentioned previously. PC games. I like PC games. I think that pretty much describes both of us, really.
I think you could go a bit more in depth than that.
How so? What would you like me to say about myself, Max?
Well, I'm not the one asking. I know all about you, Steven. It's just the viewers or the listeners should know about you.
Your deepest secrets. Oh, okay. I played World of Warcraft. It's a pretty deep secret of mine.
All right, you're done.
Okay.
I'm Max, PC gamer, was console gamer.
PS3 pleb.
I was a PS3 pleb for a while, but got into the PC gaming, love it, love the community, and I think we can segue that into what we've been playing. What have you been playing, Steven? World of Warcraft?
Not entirely. Well, I've been playing some Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft, which is, I guess, is similar, at least.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Got rank 20, finally.
I liked it, but, you know, I like Magic better. I like playing paper Magic.
Yeah, I understand that. But, like, the thing is, like, computer Magic over Hearthstone, like, Hearthstone is really good at what it does, you know?
Yeah,
for being on PC and whatnot.
It's good for being a PC.
And it's very different from Magic as well. Like, it's a different experience. Because it's, you know, just anonymous. Just random matches, you know? More like.
Yeah.
As opposed to Magic as well, as just different format and different rules and cards and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Much different. I mean, especially because in Magic I play Blue, which is like a controlling Magic where you have instants which you play at any time. And, Hearthstone doesn't have that, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not very much fun.
Yeah.
But, so you've been playing Hearthstone, and anything else?
Well, I mean, kind of recently, not so much recently, but I got the Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam DLC, which I've been playing quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Got it on sale.
What's your favorite part about that, Steven?
I really like the weapons, and the maps are pretty cool, too. Like, it's kind of weird on base Battlefield Bad Company 2, which I've had for a little while, like, I don't know, less than a year, maybe. I'm pretty shit at sniping, but, like,
yeah,
when I go into Vietnam, I'm actually good at sniping for some reason. I don't know. It's probably the maps
good,
or something.
Quote-unquote.
Yeah. Hey, I got, like, 20-something and, like, 5 KD.
That's nothing. I mean, back when I was a console peasant.
Thanks. On your CODs.
Played Mag, I got a 17 kill streak. That was crazy. I felt so accomplished after that. I mean, Mag was my game, and when I got that 17 kill streak, I mean, it was just crazy. I just owned that match. That was my favorite game of all time, honestly. And I've been playing? I've been playing Rising Storm, Red Orchestra 2.
Playing a bit with you.
That game is just brilliant. I love playing as the Japanese and just using the Type 100. Oh my god, I'm just loving that gun. And I just got the free trial for Diablo 3 because I figured, you know, new expansion's coming out. I should see if it's like worth playing while it's still on sale. I'm not sure if it still is, but it was fun. I played Path of Exile previously, and this one was definitely, the combat felt a lot smoother, but, and I did it, like, its progression system better, because Path to Exile was so confusingly long for that type of game. And yeah, I mean, apart from Paper Magic and Diablo Rising Storm, I've been playing a lot of games. I did the Hearthstone thing to get the Hearthsteed. That was pretty quick. I ground that out like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's actually the thing that kind of got me back into Hearthstone for just like a bit. I mean, I just kind of...
It's a good strategy. I mean, like, that got so many people back into the game because it was like everybody was hyped for it, and then it kind of died, and then...
I think it definitely still had a community.
It had a community, but like, the people I knew, I mean, I don't know too many WoW players, but a lot of them hadn't just like been talking or thinking about Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. Like, you got back into Hearthstone because of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it was kind of more of an excuse. I was kind of bored and really have anything to do, and I just decided, what the hell, I'll try it out. And I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started playing ranked. Good old Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played Paladin because that's what I play in World of Warcraft, which I haven't gotten pre-ordered Warlords yet because I want to get the like $100 collector's edition, and I want that like crap stuff they give you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I first got my PC, which was, what do you say, a year ago?
Less than that.
Like, let's say 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Sure, yeah.
I quit my console peasantry and joined the master race of PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do that because I got a job. And I built my own computer. Well, I didn't build it. I wanted warranty, so I paid some company to do it for me. It was like $50 to do, so a nice warranty. So I did that, and the first game I tried to get on it was PlanetSide 2. Downloaded it, pressed play, 98%, doesn't go anywhere from there. Emailed the company, turns out my graphics card is not compatible. So ordered a new graphics card, and I'm going to be fixing out my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some more RAM to go with that.
But of course,
it took me so long to just pull the trigger on upgrading that computer.
Yeah.
So I have a desktop, and I used to be using my flat screen TV as my monitor, but I recently acquired a really nice Apple monitor that's just gorgeous. And then I've got some Dell monitor sitting next to it that's not even plugged in anymore. What about you, Steven? What kind of computer do you have?
I use a Acer Aspire V3, which is it's a laptop, but it's pretty good for a laptop. I mean, it's like $650 ish.
That's roughly my computer.
Yeah. It has, I think, a quad core processor, AMD quad core, mm-hmm. with 3.2 gigahertz. Two Radeon HD graphics cards, 7660 and 7670.
Yeah.
Pretty good, I guess, for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
6 gigabytes DDR3 memory.
Wow, that's 2 gigabytes better than what I have now, but...
Mm-hmm. And then two dedicated VRAM.
Yeah, by... In a couple days, my more RAM will arrive, and I'll have 16 gigs.
It's pretty chill.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But you want to make a desktop, right?
Well, not really, because I'm kind of stuck with this, because I have to go between my mom's and my dad's house. And I mean,
but it
I can't
would be
really
ideal to up. Have a desktop that you could keep at one.
I guess, but... I mean, that would be ideal to have a better desktop that I could upgrade and whatnot, but it'd be kind of hard to pull off and whatnot.
Yeah. And you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's yet. One main issue.
Yeah.
But, and also a lot of our friends have been building computers, and we've been helping out with that. And the who do you think has the best computer right now?
I'm not actually sure. I think I'm not entirely sure about Sam's computer's like capabilities since he got a new graphics card.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Did he actually get the graphics card yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I know for a while he was using his motherboard's integrated graphics card for a while, which
silly
didn't
boy.
Work for him very much.
Yeah,
but that's fine. Yeah, it's always pretty chill making computers, hooking all the things up.
Yeah. So. What else do we need to talk about, Max? 10 minutes in.
Wow, really? 10 minutes?
11.
Wow, we plan to spend 5 to 10 on the intro, 10 to 15 on what we've been playing, and then 15 to 20 on building computers.
It'll happen as it happens.
Yeah, okay. I guess we can go on to the next point on our little tiny little agenda, which was supposed to be much longer than it was, which was the Amazon console rumored with that leaked picture of a controller, supposedly leaked. And you found out about this and told me about it right before the show, and so you probably know just a tad bit more than me. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's all just like speculation at this point, obviously. I mean, no real proof. It's because they like Amazon bought out some game company or something that went under.
What company was that?
What it was? Not sure.
Oh. Okay.
Fuck, I can't quite remember.
No swearing.
I don't know. And recently there was like a leaked photo of a controller of theirs, supposedly, which I mean, looks pretty shit and is quite possibly forged.
Yeah, I saw the controller.
Yeah, it looks really uncomfortable. It doesn't. I don't know if I want to believe it or not.
Like, I could see Amazon wanting to get into it because I know for a while Apple was rumored to get in building a console kind of thing. But the only, like, the most convincing part about this Amazon console controller leaked was, like, there's the play button and on it on, like, the bottom where you'd have on, like, the PlayStation button. And I think that's convincing because Amazon certainly does seem to emphasize it's Amazon Prime. You pay extra money and you get to watch all this stuff for free, but no one does. So, you know, that's probably the most convincing part for me. I mean, the controller looks so incredibly annoying to hold.
Yeah. But annoying controllers have been known to be made. Like, the Ouya controller doesn't look very good, in my opinion. I mean, I've never used it. It looks pretty uncomfortable.
A lot of people say that it doesn't look good, and then they pick it up, and they seem to like it.
So
I'm not sure.
And then there's the Steam controller, which I've always been kind of curious about. Like, it doesn't look very comfortable with like the little nipples and whatnot. I don't know, it just looks weird.
Let me just pull up a picture. Oh, okay. Wow. That looks...
What are you looking at now?
Let's just say the Steam controller.
Yeah.
It, okay. I don't know.
Apparently, also, they...
Not traditional.
Yeah, apparently, they've also announced some changes to it. Not exactly sure what. I think they're going to add like a... I think what they're going to do is add like a D-pad and then also like the standard, you know, A, B, X, Y buttons or whatnot. Like above the nipples or something? I'm not actually sure.
Okay, I'm not...
But I think they recently announced that.
Too convinced on the nipple things.
Well, I mean, it's something that much more so than like some other controller that I would really want to try to do what it feels like.
Yeah, it's certainly like an innovation compared to whatever else we got. I mean, like PlayStation, their controllers haven't changed. Xbox has.
Well, they keep on adding like little things, you know.
Yeah. But
for both of those.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
What did the Xbox One do differently from the 360? Well, I know that from Xbox the Classic to the 360, they added wireless capability, which is nice.
Yeah, well, they got rid of, like, the huge bulge thing at the bottom of the controller.
Oh, okay.
Added it so you can use a cord on it, which is nice, as opposed to the Xbox 360 ones, which, like, relied on batteries, which you had to keep on popping, which is really irritating.
Uh-huh.
They changed up the triggers. The triggers look pretty good on those, and they made, they added, like, a little grip thing to the joystick things. What are they called?
I don't know.
It looks okay. They're pretty expensive. I was thinking about buying one for my PC, but pretty expensive.
But if Amazon did make a console, what do you think would be its major selling point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they might go for, like, low price, something casual, something that just runs, like, basically the Ouya, I guess.
But
I don't really know.
Like, that's kind of what Steam's doing. Like, it's a PC, it's also a console.
Well,
the Steam machines.
I don't think this would be going so much for a PC sort of a thing, more for, like, just running Android games.
Oh, okay, so,
and,
like, just like the Ouya, yeah.
Yeah, basically, but, and maybe also is, like, for viewing stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, a less hardcore console.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the one thing I liked from switching to a console to PC was there's a lot more, like, the communities are a lot better. Like, on console, you have a lot of jerks and a lot of little kids. And
well, you don't play Dota.
Oh, is it really that bad on Dota?
Well, I mean, I don't really play Dota either, but from what I've seen, it's really bad. Like, worse even than, like, COD.
Oh, wow. I mean, COD had
in a different way,
so
more
bad.
Just, like, elitism, you know?
Oh, yeah, that kind.
Well, largely due to, like, the huge skill ceiling on that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I played League, but I didn't really get yelled at. Maybe because I had really loud music and I just muted the game, but... Hotline Miami's on sale.
Oh, dope. That game's dope. If you're watching this and it's on sale, or even if it's not on sale, just buy it. Don't even question it.
Just a great game.
Yep.
Still haven't finished it, but great game.
Yeah, I have, because I'm elite.
I don't think I've finished any game on my Steam library.
Really? Wow.
Pretty sure. Well, I finished Bad Company 2 on console.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it on Steam.
Quite a while ago, if I remember correctly.
Quite a while ago, yeah. Oh, I beat Game Dev Tycoon.
It's a bit pathetic.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, no, you can't really beat Warband. I've spent a lot of hours in that, though.
Well, I mean...
I beat Civ 5.
Pro.
That was pretty easy. Yeah, I beat Verdun. Yeah.
Good job.
That's also a Dawn of War
kind
2.
Of fun game. Verdun.
Verdun, that's a fun game. I mean, I feel like it needs something a bit more to change it up.
It is an alpha as well.
It is an alpha, but even still, like, the game modes are kind of lame.
Yeah, I guess I don't really see what they could add to it, you know? I mean,
yeah,
I guess they made, like, much larger scale thing would be
but
cool.
I just can't think of anything.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, probably shouldn't be reviewing the game, then. I can't even say what's wrong with the deck.
It's still fun, though. How much did we get it for? How
it's
much is it
fun.
On Steam?
I don't know, but I know we got it on sale.
They're $17. That's an awful lot.
Ooh,
all these alphas are always pretty expensive. Kind of annoying.
Uh-huh.
But I do like the squad system in that game. It's pretty cool.
Oh, the squad system's really great in that.
Yeah. Like how you progress your squad and you can work in different squads and different types of squads, which is another thing they could add, like more variety in that, more squads, more for various squads.
Yeah, I mean, that was like one of the things, definitely one of the things they could change about that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else can we talk about here?
Wow, I mean, this is going to be so boring for the viewers, just a lot of awkward pauses. What else can we talk about?
Well, we haven't had too many so far. We're 20 minutes in.
Oh, we're 20 minutes? Wow, we spent 10 minutes on the Amazon console then.
Well, also talking about various other things.
Oh, okay.
I dig deep, man. What else have we been playing?
God, what else have I been playing? I have been playing WoW this last week or so. Mm-hmm. You know, WoW's always fun.
But I haven't really been playing much recently.
Yeah.
It's like, I get on, and it's like...
I have.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what to do. I don't want to do anything. It's, I could care.
Well, it's like, I've been grinding an ult, and that's been pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the first time I've actually ground up an ult past level, like, 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though it is an ult are kind of boring. Like, but it is in the Horde, and I played on Alliance the first time, so.
Yeah.
I have to say, I do like the Alliance better. Alliance for the win.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Well, not too long ago, I beat Assassin's Creed 2, or Revelations, sorry. It's a pretty cool game. I know you haven't played that, but you've played Brotherhood, and you beat it, if I remember correctly, right?
Really good. I really liked Brotherhood.
What do you like about it?
I liked the architecture in it.
It's really cool. It's set in Rome, then. I like that setting a lot better than Constantinople, which was Revelations.
Mm-hmm. The plot was all right. The characters were pretty lame.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still have like the assassin recruiting thing in that?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I love the crossbow. Crossbow is really cool.
In Revelations, I feel like Constantinople is still cool. It's still pretty cool. Maybe not as cool as Rome, but the plot and the story, while it was kind of short, it took me like 14 hours or something to beat. It was pretty good, I guess. And it's kind of cool you got to go through like Altair's story as well. Yeah,
I played the beginning of the first game, and Altair was pretty badass.
I played the beginning of the first game. I beat 2, and I've beat Revelations. The first game just kind of gets boring, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I read the book of the first game, because that's the kind of person I am. I like really like to read books. I'm a hipster, I know. I mean, I've read so many different Star Wars books. It's kind of crazy when I go back and look at my bookshelf.
What do you think about the Star Wars Expanded Universe? Do you prefer it or not prefer it to like this more canon stuff?
Well, depend. A lot of the Star Wars universe is non-canon anymore, which is really sad because there's so many great stories. I mean, when Disney bought it, Star Wars: The Clone Wars, they changed a lot of the things, so a lot of the older books are uncanon. And there was this one really great series I was reading called Star Wars: Republic Commando, and it was the second to last book. The author was in the middle of writing the last one, and it was pronounced uncanon, and she had to stop writing.
That blows.
And they left it a huge cliffhanger, and it was a great series, great characters, but we never found out what happened to them in the end. And wow, was that depressing. I devoted a lot of my life to reading that series.
Mm-hmm, I read the first one
12 times.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, anybody get a chance, read Republic Commando.
Unless, if you want to be disappointed, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. But even still, you'll love it. You'll love the series.
Mm-hmm. Been reading anything else recently?
Well, I've had quite a bit of a shortage of books lately, and the last thing I think I read was The Horus Heresy, and that I read the first two books of that, and oh my god, was that amazing. I really like Warhammer 40,000's lore, but not necessarily the game. The game is, like, I don't really like 6th edition as much as I like 5th edition. The vehicle combat was kind of stupid, and all the different rules. But the books, the Horus Heresy books, were amazing, exceedingly well written, and kind of watching Horace just fall was so sad to read, especially because I knew what was going to happen ahead of time, because I kind of know about Horace.
Just from, like, the codex and whatever.
Well, from just various lore.
Yeah.
What have you read it? Do you, you don't read books, do you?
not really.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but yeah, I definitely suggest reading the Horace Heresy series.
Mm. Speaking of 40K, I did read some of, like, the Eldar one. What was it called? Path of the Seer, yeah, because I didn't get Path of the Warrior. It's kind of interesting, but wasn't too well written.
What's that one about?
It's about, like, a... Well, it's kind of interesting because it's a trilogy, and there are, like, three friends, and I guess it all starts at the same point, but then they, like, separate off and do different things.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So, one of them, it's a series you'd have to, like, read all three to kind of appreciated it.
Well, not really, because it's like the same story, kind of, like, in terms of in between them, I guess. I mean, I've only read some of the first one, but from what I understand, it's like it's the same kind of story between them, but it's just different experiences for all of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. So different kind of viewpoints.
Yeah, I guess. And
that's,
I mean,
pretty cool.
Well, one of them, like, one of them's a female, and then, so I think, like, one of them, one of the guys liked her, and then he got dumped or whatever, and so he just left and became a ranger.
Wow.
And
that's quite a story.
And so so the other guy, he also somehow, I don't exactly remember, I think he also liked her. Just got pissed off, and just because I think he kind of, like, scared off the guy who became a ranger, and then so the chick, like, kind of got pissed off at him, and so he just became a warrior, even though he's, like, a pacifist. It's kind of weird. And then so she was, like, pretty depressed, and so she went to see a seer, which, like, provide counsel for them, as well as, like, fighting and stuff. And then I guess he kind of suggested that she become a seer or something, so she did. Well,
okay.
I don't know. It's more in-depth than that, obviously, but something along those lines. It's pretty interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that is obviously, as it's supposed to be, is something that's way beyond our comprehension. You know, Eldar, they're like a higher being, sort of. And so, I mean, it's kind of not exactly possible for a writer to have simulated Eldar to the full extent, I guess. Sort of.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, there's the, like, especially in the 40K as well. I mean, or the Horus Heresy as well. I mean, you can't really. I mean, there's still humans in it, but you can't. A lot of the things. Yeah, forget it. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty, like, crazed and different from our perspectives.
Yeah,
I guess. Very different situation, like 40,000 years from now or whatever.
Yeah, they're not, like, dying. Mm-hmm. We're not, like, dying every day and no one cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't have a glorious emperor.
Death is a false emperor.
No, the emperor is not false.
Okay.
It's okay.
What else do we have to talk about?
Well, we've gone through my notes and more. So pretty much any way we can segue now would be pretty good. So I just, while we were talking about that, one reason why I was probably seemed a bit distracted was I'm drafting Magic at the same time. And I'm not very good at drafting. I kind of pulled together this black-red deck with, like, a white splash, kind of. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but... Yeah, I'm a big fan of Constructed Magic, and for a while I was a very strong fan of Standard. but recently I've been getting into Modern. Modern's a lot of fun, and I'm contemplating going Legacy as well.
Shit. Yeah.
So, don't tell everybody else, but... So, my favorite color in Magic is blue, because I do like to control the game, and I have been playing control decks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like it's easier to me to respond to threats rather than play threats, because I feel like threats just get removed too easily. But what about you, Steven? What kind of deck do you play, even though I already know?
I play say for the viewers. Green. I'm currently running a kind of crappy, okay-ish, I guess, mono-green Modern deck.
These work, for sure.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I don't entirely care too much. I just kind of play random casual with friendos at school and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to get into competitive Magic, but it's so hard to do where we live.
Yeah.
That I just play casual Magic with competitive Magic decks.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time it works and half the time it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great start for our first session of our podcast. We don't have a name yet, so name we will sign off with is Running Title.
Okay, that's good enough, I guess.
Good enough for government work.
Yep.
That's a fun game. That's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned for more if we do produce more. We're hoping we will, but we've got another podcast lined up, so we'll see what happens. Thanks, guys.
Bye.